I'm chasing down a dream and I ain't got nothing to lose. Something better than all this abuse. Well, I'm chasing down a dream and I ain't got nothing to lose. Well, I'm chasing down a dream and I ain't got nothing to lose.
Barnabas Broadcasting thanks you for listening to 97.7 The Rock Station.
Broadcasting from the Armstrong Studios. Armstrong. Armstrong.
It's a mass of raw energy.
Keeping you connected. This is WLER, Butler Cranberry, your rock station, 97.7. The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
We welcome you in to the Grassroots Show tonight. Local music here on The Rock Station, 97.7, presented and produced by Shady Lady Productions. And I think we're still trying to recover from the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. But what a great affair that was. Fun stuff. And we appreciate you listening to the recovery show last week. And we've got a whole bunch of fun coming our way tonight. But just continuing to move on from the celebration, and this opening segment is being brought to you now by the multi-time and repeat recording studio that is housed the Grassy award-winning song, of course, the Ragged Company, and now Jennifer Lynn Baker and Bender. So there's quite the accolades. I mean, we might have to have a Linda Weber creation just for the Meat Locker for all the great music they're pumping out of there.
Don't forget Two from Anger of the Ant back in the day, some 10 years ago.
Yeah. So great stuff. But yeah, fun stuff. And coming up here, we're going to dive into, this is almost going to feel like it's a TMZ show, but there have been quite a few episodes building surrounding the now old band Chip and the Charge Ups. Was there a takeover effort? I mean, this is almost like World Wrestling taking Western Pennsylvania music by storm.
There was a coup a brewing.
Yeah. So there was a bunch of shenanigans going on, even Chip trying to chase two band members down, and quite the buildup. And then, I don't know, something about the best bassist, and it's crazy. But apparently it's a rebranded organization now with a lot of excitement surrounding it, with a brand new album from now the Charge Ups, and then three other individual albums from each member. And we're going to dive into the process of how they put this together. But we'll be having Chip, Melina, and Nolan in from the Charge Ups as they have taken together a kind of a collective path here, separately but at the same time together.
Yeah, it sounds dysfunctional, but I'm not sure it is. I guess we're going to have to wait to find out.
That's right. But that'll be coming up. They're going to be special guests here, as they have two shows coming up including next week up in Erie and then down to Mr. Small's album release celebrations. But some fun stuff. And yeah, as we move on into the fall and coming up a couple of shows from now, we will be diving into the Josie Music Awards. But we talked a lot about this at the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival because we had Grassy nominees and past Grassy Award winners, and now all of a sudden the Josie Awards. Western Pennsylvania is going to be filling the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville with all the nominations that have come out of this area.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool thing. I'm like a dozen or so plus, so you'll just have to tune in on the 13th of September to check that episode out because everybody be making their plans to head down to Nashville by then.
Yeah, that's right.
Getting ready to do that week.
Yeah, so the following week will be the Josie Awards that are at the Grand Ole Opry. And that's a celebration, an organization that celebrates independent and unsigned musicians and kind of gives them a platform of, deserving stature for sure. But congratulations to the Noble Hops and all the other bands that are nominated. It was really cool just being able to talk about the Josie Awards and see that presence. I mean, in person, you're seeing acts that are going to be on a national stage. Pretty cool stuff. So that's coming up. Some of our shows coming up here as we continue to dig through the rest of summer and into fall of 2026. And we want to kind of backtrack as well to the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival because like so many other outdoor events and even festivals, jeepers, I mean, you heard about the Bonnaroo Festival. They're just going to skip an entire year because they've got to recover from all the rain that has affected their festival. I think everybody's collectively been dealing with this quite a bit this year, and obviously first time in Band Jam history in 13 years. And Lee Marks looked at me and says, how many years has this been now? And I went 13, and he just raised that eyebrow. I'm like, yeah, see, that's what happened. We probably should have gone to 14.
We should have skipped this year. Yeah, all right. I see what you're doing there.
Skipped the number anyway. But we had two acts that did not get to take the stage because the storms moved in to Cooper's Lake that night. And man, I thought we were going to get wiped out by five, and it just the blessing kept opening up, you know.
You know, the call had been made to kind of call it after the Confessors because of what was showing up on the forecasts and the radar and everything, and so we weren't sure we were going to move on.
Yeah.
They were kind of like, I think we're going to have to call this, but like you said, we couldn't have been in any better of a spot when that first come through. It was just funny how it split. We got wet, no doubt about it, but not the Armageddon type of lightning and wind, rain sideways. That came later.
So
then Lee was like, all right, let's go now. Let's go and just go as far as we can, see what we can get done. Maybe we'll get lucky again.
Yeah.
You know, so unfortunately, we didn't get lucky again. During Dinner Bell Road set, we're trying to shut them down, and they're oblivious with what's going on out there, you know, as we're getting just pummeled.
Yeah.
They're just up there grinning and rocking.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the lights were on them at that point, so it's hard to see the audience, but, man, then they were focused. They had a great set going on, too, man. It was just a great evening. But, we were able to present the Grassy, and, of course, the Hopheads spoke on behalf of their band and the Noble Hops. Hopheads Choice Award. That was pretty cool.
That was that was really neat. I appreciated the hell out of that. That was a really thoughtful and very cool from everybody there. And of course, Jennifer Lynn Baker winning the Grassy Award this year for her song Bender, well deserved, and very happy
absolutely.
For her.
Yep, absolutely. And another couple of great creations from Linda Weber, and our indebtedness to her great work and the genius that she has putting some of these items together. So we're going to kick off tonight's show before we get into the Charge Up saga. Juvenile Characteristics, brand new bus for those guys too. Man, that was a sharp looking vehicle that they're cruising in, but they're just a fun band. You know, we're going to be talking a lot about fun tonight, I think. And man, they're just a great, great area band. Been around for a while. Past Grassy Award winners themselves. And I've seen them play multiple times all over different venues. And we're sure looking forward to having them actually get to play again at the Band Jam.
Yeah, that was very unfortunate. A lot of people were excited about that too, because it's been a few years since they'd been at the Band Jam. And when I had to climb on that bus and tell them they weren't playing, it sucked. But they took it very well. And greatly appreciate that. Jason came up and talked to Lee later about it. And so thank you guys for that. And I told both of them whenever I throw their way to make up for it, I will. So I'll do my best.
Yeah. Well, let's settle down like feathers.
There you go.
and land softly on our feet on dry ground for a change.
Yeah.
Juvenile Characteristics. And then right after that, some guys that I was talking with at Band Jam, they just dealt with rain themselves, and they've had in the past when they put their Hills and Hollers festival on. It's just part of the situation that you can't control, even though you'd like to.
Yeah, and this was another band everybody was looking forward to see back because they made their debut at the Band Jam last year, and they were a band we just got so much great feedback on. Yeah, really bankrupt. Sucked that we had to pull the plug on them, too. But you got to keep on.
I see what you did there. Yeah, it was very impressive. Well, let's do it. Rurally Bankrupt and Juvenile Characteristics, and we move on in the progression of our local music tonight. We call it Grassroots, and this segment, yes, brought to you again by Meat Locker Recording Studio. The Rock Station, 97.7 in our Grassroots Show, presented by Shady Lady Productions.
each other in a most unusual way.
Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com.
Music scene artists, venues, fans, and more. This is Utah here, and I want to tell you about a great one-stop resource for all your local music needs, buildthescene.com, created and operated by longtime local music scene contributor Bill Damiano. From websites to podcasts, graphic design and photography, and electronic press kits, Build the Scene can help get you the attention you need. A comprehensive musician and venue directory, as well as online radio streaming, helps even the casual fan learn about new music and venues in our area. Build the Scene is just about that, building the scene, and what a scene we have. Visit www.buildthescene.com for more information.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
We welcome you back to our Grassroots Show here tonight. Segment number two, each week brought to you by Cummings Candy and Coffee, and their four great locations to serve you, where they have had great additions. In fact, a newly kind of revamped Route 8 Penn Township location. Also, their Main Street location, which has had some revamping over the years, but when you think about a place that's been around for 120-plus years, you kind of step in there and you go back in time. And, of course, they've been legendary for this area. Oh, I tied that into a Chip and the Charge-Up song, I think, ironically,
legendary.
Wow. Yeah, legendary. Ultra legendary? I'm remembering stuff here. Wow, that's a shocker. Anyway, thanks to Cummings Candy and Coffee. Yeah, we're going to get charged up here tonight, and we're going to enter the saga of the unfortunate demise of Chip and the Charge-Ups and the exciting new horizon that will be just the Charge-Ups, but a lot going into what is happening with the band, the Charge-Ups, and led by Mr. Chip Dominick, who apparently is just a member of the band now and not fronting with his name, right, Chip?
That is correct. Big change.
Yeah, and a fun change at that, and we'll dive into that, but we also want to welcome, of course, Chip on guitar and lead vocals, on the bass and also vocals, Melina Dominick is here. Melina, of course, we've had her on more recently with some of your solo stuff.
Yeah, great to be back.
Yeah, good to have you in the studio as well. And Nolan Allen,
yes,
on drums. Yep. Nolan, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, good to have you on board. And I didn't know you were a vocalist too, Nolan. We thought we were just looking at the drummer here, huh?
I was not expecting to be a vocalist when I joined the band all those years ago, but they really pushed me to be the vocalist I am today, so I'm excited.
Awesome, awesome. So, there was, I don't know, was this a month or so ago, maybe 2 months ago, 6 weeks time period? You'll have to refresh us, Chip, but there was some concern, maybe an uprising, internal struggles, because we talk about the excitement of the family that is a band and the dynamics therein, and sounded like there might have been a coup going on for a moment. I was getting nervous.
Yeah, we had a lot of people emotionally invested in the changes we were making. So we decided to get a little dramatic with it and have a little fun and take people on a little bit of a entertaining ride.
Yeah, well, we went on a ride because it was like, wait a minute, somebody's trying to take over this band. Is the vibe we got.
Yeah, and just prior to that, Melina had put out some content kind of positioning herself as a heel character, as if it was like pro wrestling.
Yeah.
So a lot of people were thinking that she was taking over and, revamping the band single-handedly. And
well, they might still be right. You never know.
We're not denying that.
I'm over here Googling up some counseling service numbers. I can give this band, I can see this coming.
Well, and ironically, as we record this, it's Vince McMahon's birthday. Boy, that tied in, bro. Wow. I thought you were going to come walking in with NWO shirts on. But yeah, so then you were, we've seen you sneaking around corners and jumping into cars and fleeing Melina and Nolan. This was some pretty cool stuff that you guys did, kind of just building the drama, huh?
Oh, yeah. It was just like it started off with taking out Chip's face from a lot of group pictures, and people were like thinking we got hacked. Actually, I got an email from Facebook saying, you've been removed from the Chip and the Charge-Ups page. I think people actually like reported us for like thinking that our page got hacked.
Yeah, yeah. Nolan and I both somehow got removed just temporarily as like admins from the Charge-Ups page. And Don't really know how that happened, but I do think it was from people getting too invested in the bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like on top of that, like Chip said, Melina's character, heel turn kind of character, really drove attention, and people were really saying that, oh, it's going to become Melina and the Charge Ups. I just know it. It's going to be Melina's band. And then we started getting comments. Nolan's being oddly quiet. So then I'm like, oh, now I get to be involved. Cool. And like just like being online, just like, I don't know, maybe it's me. I'm more than just a drummer, man.
And obviously now he's got a voice as part of what's forthcoming. So
nobody puts Nolan in the corner.
Nobody.
So, Chip, the grand scheme of things, was it just time for a rebrand? Were you just looking, well, this is going to be the next evolution. Let's have some fun with it. What was the basis?
Well, over the past couple of years, we started like sharing vocals more. Okay. And the longer we've been together, the more we're getting asked to play longer and longer shows. And, you know, sharing vocals is a great thing for that. And we realized, like, we have three vocalists with really distinctive styles, you know, that can take the lead, have distinctive styles, sound good. And as we started writing more songs, then it started becoming like, all right, whose voice is the best for this? Instead of just assuming that I would sing it, it's like, Nolan may sound better on that. Or if we change the key of this song, Melina would sound better on it. So we started doing more and more songs where we were sharing the vocals, including cover tunes. And it's became like, okay, we're not like a traditional band with a lead singer. We have three lead singers. So does it really make sense to have a single person's name be in the band name? And we decided might be a good time for a change.
And thus the Black Magic marker came out and the face was eliminated. As now just rebranded as the Charge Ups. And you're kicking this off with a heck of a package to release coming up here this week on Friday. You're going to put out four different albums. So taking a little page out of a band years ago that a lot of people thought, well, Paul Stanley was the lead vocalist. And it turned out there was a whole bunch of guys that could sing. And that being Kiss and what they dropped individually as a package, four individual albums. Well, there are three of you. You're going to have four total albums, three individually and as a band collectively.
Yeah. So, you know, what Kiss did in 1978 was kind of legendary. People still talk about it today, those four solo albums. And we said, okay, you know, and Melina has been doing solo albums since 2020, I believe. Nolan has been working on solo music. So we're like, okay, what if we put out all solo albums, just like Kiss did? And then we said, well, what if we took it a step further? I'll put out solo albums and simultaneously put out a full band album just to take it one step further and maybe make history. So that's kind of what we decided to do. And we're so excited about it. You know, we have so much music coming out and so much different music coming out. I think just like Kiss had each member having their own stamp on their own solo albums, I think we did that as well. And, you know, maybe even diverged a bit more from our typical rock core.
Yeah.
In crafting the sounds of each album.
Well, that definitely makes it diverse to put together a playlist when you're out playing live.
So are you all playing on each other's solo album, or did you go get other musicians?
So, yeah, no. The cool thing that we did was actually, like, I started playing guitar, I play bass. So, like, my album, King Nolan, I do everything. Like, they're not on it.
You are the king. All right.
And, yeah, and Melina, same thing, and Chip, same thing. Like, there was no touching each other's albums.
Wow.
So yeah,
I think it does help that we all play all of the instruments or have an understanding of each individual instrument so that we can put together something individually without needing any other musicians on it.
So this is like Wolfgang Van Halen-like, huh? Great stuff. Well, let's dive into it because we want to talk about the process and then what your plans are moving forward as the charge ups. But we're going to start, and there's a very King-like theme that's happening, Chip, with this. And so we're going to play a song called King for a Day. But I did see you all wearing crowns. So I guess, you know, it was the battle of who was going to take over the crown.
Yeah, that, you know, that kind of led into it as well. Like who's taking over. And really it was like we all have our own album that we can be king of, and we share the kingdom on the combined album.
So King for a Day is kind of celebrating that a little bit. Is that the theme of it?
Yeah, and it's also basically saying, you know, if I could single-handedly change the world, what would the world be like for one day if I had complete control over it. Uh-huh. And it's all about, you know, making a positive atmosphere, creating a happy vibe that I feel like has been missing from our society for a while now. And that's what we would do if we were king for a day. We would create that happy vibe, and you know, everyone would just revel in the greatness of life.
So is the word puppies mentioned in this song?
Don't think so. Okay. Although, you know, sometimes we don't even know all of our lyrics, as we were talking about pre-show here. So,
if you asked me, I could have. Yeah, I could see it.
But in that same vein, it'll be the exciting, fun, energetic charge-ups that you guys have been, because you always put on such a high-energy show.
Yes, energy and fun are what we've always been about, and that's what we're continuing to be about. You know, the greatest compliment that we get after a show is not your band was really tight or you're a really good guitar player or, you know, anything like that. It's I had fun. If we have someone coming up to us after our show saying those words to us, we feel like mission is accomplished. We just want to have everyone have fun.
New from the Charge Ups, King for a Day, and we'll explain a lot more coming up as we continue our grassroots show here tonight, presented by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station 97.7.
Everybody's got a shadow. My shadow, shadow. A life in shade meant to be. What if I rose from the sidewalk? Reflected light all around. Wrap me up in ropes of purple. And on my head put a crown. Oh, 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 if I was king for a day, I'd make all the
Cummings Candy and Coffee is now serving traditional bubble teas and summertime boba drinks at their Main Street location. Stop in and try the Tiger Milk Tea with homemade brown sugar syrup and chewy tapioca pearls, or choose the refreshing Butterfly Berry Blend made with strawberry lemonade, layered with butterfly pea tea over strawberry and blueberry popping boba. And while you're there, fuel up with a delicious breakfast burrito, bagel, or fresh baked pastry. You won't be disappointed. Cummings Candy and Coffee House, Butler's oldest family-run business.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
We're back on the Grassroots Show here tonight on the Rock Station 97.7. Our show presented by Shady Lady Productions, and this segment being brought to you by Build the Scene in the Pennsylvania Rock Show, Mr. Bill Damiano. And, of course, his involvement in the music from the 412. In fact, keep an eye on music from the 412. He was out there shooting a lot of cameos during the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. So I think you're going to see a lot of material that might see the glimpses of Cooper's Lake Campground.
Yeah, and I think he interviewed the guys in my band. So we may be breaking up ourselves after after I watch that. I have no idea what they said about me.
Stay tuned on that. You just heard a fun song right there called Heel Turn, and that was Melina, and that is from her solo disc as part of the Charge Ups, because I guess we, Melina, we kind of want to separate this because you have your own solo acts as Melina Dominic, but you're part of the Charge Ups. So is that kind of the theme where you were trying to keep this together as a Charge Ups theme, even though you're turning a little bit on them?
Yeah. So that's one of the things we definitely discussed a lot about, how we're going to make solo albums and also the one collective album work. So this is all me. I did all the writing, instrumentation on my song, but it is coming out as the collective release with King for a Day. So that was off my album that's coming out, King Melina. And yeah, I am turning heel. Hashtag heel turn. I'm the bad guy now.
Okay. There could be some fun contention on stage during the upcoming acts and shows of the Charge Ups. Yeah, Nolan kind of saying, I'll keep you separated here. Yeah, that's why he's the...
Nolan can try to be in the middle. Maybe I'll hashtag heel turn on Nolan too. Better watch your back.
Well, you had something going about being the only bass player in Pittsburgh too, which I think riled some people up too.
Yes. So I've been making a bunch of series of posts just saying that I am the only bassist in Pittsburgh, trademark, and it makes a lot of people mad. It's made a lot of people mad who aren't from Pittsburgh, people who I've never met before, people who have never heard of my band before, coming in the comments saying, this is ridiculous, you can't say that.
It was fun to follow. Yeah. I don't know where this is going, but look at this stuff.
But thus tying into there the with my King coffee, Melina.
Yes, yes, yeah. Yeah. I always make sure I put my hashtag heel turn on those posts.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, there are two things that have happened, and this is the creative, I mean, proper use of social media can be had because you can really do things like this nowadays. And, you know, there's two things that stand out in my mind. Casey Musgraves, a national musician, has done something marketing genius wise, very similar to what you guys have put together here in our backyard. And that is just doing different things to get attention that you're thinking something else has happened, but it's tied together to the product of the whole. Yep. Kind of thing. Yeah. So everybody's album is simply called King and then their name. Is that how you've planned this out?
Yeah.
Okay. So
they'll, at the record store, they'll all be in the cage right there in order. Right?
Yeah. I guess so. Yeah. Boy, I miss those days of leafing through. Very cool stuff. So a little background on the whole album that you did then, does it have that heel theme or is that just that song?
Yeah, it definitely has a heel theme to it. I think most of the songs either center around, like, not necessarily heel turn, but I have a song called Paging Dr. Jekyll, which is, you know, kind of about letting your evil side take over. Or another song on the album called Devil Within, which is about, you know, about having like some kind of evil side to you, some kind of darker side. And this is the heaviest album of the four albums, and also the heaviest album that I've written. Heel Turn has more of a like Limp Bizkit sound to it, and some of the other tracks on the album have heavier, even heavier metal sounds to it. So a lot of that album does follow that kind of like dark side personality theme.
Okay. Nolan, let's talk to you about your album, because we're going to be doing a song coming up here that you have done. So what angle have you taken as King Nolan?
So this is my debut. I've been writing songs now basically since 2020. And a lot of the vibe that I've tried to write around and center around is like the early Green Day, like the 2000s pop punk. My lyrics sort of focus around mental health, and then also a song about loss. Last year, my grandfather passed, and so I wrote a song as a dedication to him. And on his tombstone, he wanted "We Had Fun" written on it. So I wrote a song that's the closing track called "And We Had Fun." Found some old videos of him telling a story to add some ambience to the song as well. So I really feel like I made a touching tribute there. So I just really just focused on just like seeing what I come up with and writing what comes to mind, basically.
Okay. Neat stuff. And as far as King Chip, where did we go here? Because, boy, it almost sounds like there was a, Chip past kind of vibe there. Maybe she's been listening to some old material, huh? Yeah, Chip demonic.
Yeah, I think that, you know, from the Chip demonic days, I still have kind of a thrashy metal side to my writing. And oddly enough, like, I think there's 9 tracks on, and the first 7 I wrote in between my first and second semester of law school in 1 month. So it was just kind of like I had all this creativity that I wasn't able to use because I was particularly busy at one time, and it all came out at once. And that's kind of how most of the album came out. I think the last 2 tracks are newer. But that's kind of been like my journey through the writing process. And, you do hear echoes of Chip Demonic in some of the songs.
Okay. All right. Had to be a lot of fun though, to put this whole package together. Obviously playing individually as well. When you were recording this, obviously you have the Charge Up studio, so you kind of had control on how you're going to put these pieces together, right?
Well, actually, so our collective album was recorded in the Charge Up studio, as was my album, but Nolan and Melina did their own albums with their own production capabilities. So
individual. There weren't members of the other components of the band
right in
on this. I mean, it is a legitimately solo process here.
Right. And I think you'll hear a lot of the differences. Like, I feel like if we would have played on each other's albums, it would have probably sounded like 4 Charge Ups albums.
Okay.
But the fact that we didn't play gives each album its own unique personality. So I think that if people wanted to get to know us individually, our solo albums reflect that. And then if people want to get to know us collectively, our full band album reflects that. And I think that'll be an interesting journey for the listeners to go on.
So you really are evil then. That's what I'm hearing. That's what I'm hearing from Dad down there.
Yes, yes, yes.
So then the mindset for the whole album, I mean, how did you keep the solo stuff separate from the band collective?
So some of the stuff on my solo album, if we would have done things as we had done things in the past, I would have brought them these songs to the band and they would have pretty much put their own stamp on it. And that would have been a song. Mm-hmm. Not all of those songs worked like that. Sometimes songs, you know, you bring a song to the band and the chemistry just isn't there. You know, someone doesn't play what you had in your mind, or they don't like what you had in your mind and want to change it, and it just kind of doesn't work out and it kind of dies on the vine. So like the songs that are on the full band album were kind of all created from a very, very small idea that one of us brought to the table. And then we all, instead of bringing a completed song, we brought a fragment of a song and we all built around that. For example, there's a song on the full band album, King for a Day, called Missing Socks. And that started, Melina brought a bass line to practice. And then Nolan all of a sudden got inspired with singing vocals and he built on that. And before you know it, we had a song that really didn't involve my singing at all. The two of them sang that, and I may have come up with one line of lyrics for it, which was very unusual, and that worked very well. So we changed our writing process as a band to kind of bring a morsel to the rehearsal and then build on that together. And I think that when we were so inspired to write an entire song ourselves, that kind of got saved for the solo albums.
Oh, very cool. So how long did this process take? I mean, you're putting together four albums, and we've talked to bands that, you know, they've done one album of 10 songs, and it took a year and a half, 2 years to finally get it together and make it happen. How long was this process going on?
The full album has been coming together for quite a long time, I would say. The one song on this album, which is called Too Late, I believe we started writing when Nolan first joined the band in 2022. So the process of writing that album hasn't always been like, let's sit down and like write an album. But it's been like, oh, we wrote this song. This works really well with the rest of these songs. But I think our solo albums came together really quickly because we kind of had this huge idea.
Mm-hmm.
And we put so much energy into making the Charge Ups album. And then we all kind of went, oh, crap, we got to make solo albums too.
Yeah. And what was it? I think it was in sometime in April. We were getting ready to start with the promotion of the album. And Chip's like, hey, Nolan, is your album done yet? I'm like, I have a single. So it did come together really quickly. At least I had like riffs in the bank to use, but like I had the ideas there, but it all came together relatively quickly. And like Melina said, the song Too Late, I've now played 65 shows with the Charge Ups, and we played Too Late on my sixth ever show with them at Millville. So it's been a long process in the making, but I'm really pumped for everyone to hear this collective whole.
This is exciting. This is exciting. So where are we going to find it? Obviously, it's coming out this week. Finally, the unveiling. Yes, Chip hasn't gone anywhere. It's just the band whole, the Charge Ups now.
Right. So all streaming platforms will have it. And we also have some pretty unique physical options available for our fans. We will have the full band album on vinyl. And we will also have a 4-disc set with all four albums available. And the people can get those at our show. We are doing a Charge Ups King for a Day album release Royal Ball on Friday, September 4th in Erie. And that'll be the first time the record and the CDs will be available. And then we're also going to be doing a King for a Day album release Royal Ball at Mr. Small's Funhouse in Pittsburgh on September 12th. And that's when our Yinzers can get their get their hands on the physical copies.
Where's the one on September 4th?
That is in at King's Rook Club in Erie, Pennsylvania.
Okay. All right. But that's really cool that you've branched to the point where, you know, you're going to reach out, covering it, because we've been talking a lot about that and even sampling a lot of Erie music too. Mm-hmm. Because I think the scene right now, you know, is grown to the point where there are a lot of bands playing both areas right now, mm-hmm. and covering that, which is really cool because that just expands what's available in the promotion of our local music.
Yeah, absolutely. And the people in Erie have treated us like one of their own since our first time up there. We've played up there 3 or 4 times, I believe. And every time that we go up there, we see people wearing Chip and the Charge Up shirts. Hopefully they'll be wearing the Charge Up shirts after September 4th. And they've just treated us so well up there. So it's like we feel like we have 3 home cities now, Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, and Erie. And because those people have just treated us very differently, and it's been wonderful.
Great stuff. Congratulations on getting to this point. The excitement build up surrounding it. And you mentioned there will be some video connection to some of the music as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So the crazy part about releasing all this music as once is there's a lot of collateral stuff that you have to do as well. It's like, now we got to do 4 videos. And, so we have all, we decided to all record solo videos. And on the same set to give it kind of a unified look. And those will be coming out as soon as we can get the editing on those complete. I think mine is ready to come out now. So we don't have specific release dates. We'll probably trickle those out as we complete them. But yeah, we want to do that and kind of highlight, again, emphasize the uniqueness of simultaneous release of solo material as well. So those videos will be coming out as well. And of course, we have lots of TikToks and reels planned to keep the entertainment factor high.
Fantastic. Well, congratulations on this concept. I love it.
Thank you.
It is something unique. Probably, I mean, this has to be a Pittsburgh area first.
Yeah. As far as we can tell, you know, it's a worldwide first as far as including that full band album alongside the solo albums. I mean, it could be out there and just not properly documented or searchable on the internet. But, you know, we want to make music history and, you know, we're just so proud to do this, not just for ourselves, but for Western Pennsylvania. You know, we're having lots of conversations nationally and internationally about the uniqueness of this and the fact that we can bring light to Western Pennsylvania music. As you guys know, we are always happy to do because we think we have so much talent here and we just hope the world can discover the great talent we have here in our area. And if we can contribute to that in some small way, we are just honored to do so.
Love it. Love it. Let's talk about a Chip solo song, 1, 2, 3, Sweet Apathy.
Yes. So, you know, this is a really, really short song, just over 2 minutes. It's hard hitting right out of the gate. I would say musically it's inspired by early Metallica, but the theme of the lyrics is kind of like I'll just say it, the stupidity of influencer culture.
Ah, okay. And an interesting play on words coming up. Pay attention. And we're going to follow that up with Nolan, King Nolan, and Tired of Reruns. Tell us about this song.
So I wrote this song approximately like a year ago. I was messing around with a like keyboard sample, like using my Logic setup, and I really liked how there's a big drum intro and the rest of the band comes in. So I really liked the building of the instrumental of this. This was like the first original song that I felt super proud of that I wanted to showcase right away. I think I brought it to like band practice like instantly. Like, hey, this is look what I did, guys. I'm not just a drummer. And and then lyrically, messed around with lyrics, but I think I really just looked at like the anxieties and like the almost like post breakup sort of feeling of just like you're just like kind of glued to your mattress, like you're feeling stuck in like your sleep schedule's all off because like you can't get this thing out of your mind. Mm-hmm. And like the chorus, the lyric is, I'm tired of wishing my past away over things I can't control. So like whenever you're going through said breakup and just like really wanting to try and forget the past, because of it, it's, you can't be blaming yourself for it because it's out of your control.
Yeah.
So
good stuff. Thechargeups.com. You can find out more, follow along, and, we'll see where it leads you. But congratulations to this point. And again, September 4th up in Erie, September 12th, Mr. Smalls, King Rook, or Mr. Smalls. Take your pick or hit both and celebrate the Charge-Ups. Appreciate you guys coming in and visiting with us. And congratulations on this effort. It's remarkable.
Thank you so much, Bob and Utah. It's always great to be here. I can't even remember how long we have been in contact. I'm thinking maybe 2011 or so. So it's always an honor to be invited back. And we can't thank you enough for what you have done for us and for the scene here in Western Pennsylvania in general. Well, you guys are awesome.
We appreciate what you do for the local music scene. We've had many discussions about that. So great stuff. Again, it's Chip, Melina, and I just lost Nolan for a moment there.
No!
How can I forget King Nolan? But anyway, congratulations, guys. Thanks for sharing your music with us.
Thanks so much.
It's the Grassroots Show presented by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station 97.7.
You're full of my mood, you chill, I don't care. You I said all I had to say. control.
Music scene artists, venues, fans, and more. This is Utah here, and I want to tell you about a great one-stop resource for all your local music needs, buildthescene.com. Created and operated by longtime local music scene contributor Bill Damiano. From websites to podcasts, graphic design and photography, and electronic press kits, Build the Scene can help get you the attention you need. A comprehensive musician and venue directory, as well as online radio streaming, helps even the casual fan learn about new music and venues in our area. Build the Scene is just about that, building the scene, and what a scene we have. Visit www.buildthescene.com for more information.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on the Rock Station 97.7.
On the General Concert Calendar, on Tuesday, September 1st, it's Tuesday Night Tunes with Split Level Productions in Reno, Pennsylvania, featuring our friend Utah, beginning at 6 o'clock. Join 2B's Acoustic on Friday, September 4th at the Twisted Elk Brewery from 6 to 9. That's Westlake Road in Lake City, Pennsylvania. On Saturday, September 26th from 2:30 to 9, join in for the 8th annual Scleroderma at the Beacon Hotel. It's Rockin' Out Scleroderma, honoring the memory of Johnny Cat Hendricks. This is at the Beacon Hotel, outdoor stage, a great day of music for a $10 donation that'll feature musicians Donnie Ozo, Strung Over, Noble Hops, Jennifer Lynn Baker, Mr. Furley, Lori Russo and the Uppercuts, and more. The weekend of Saturdays and Sunday, September 12th and 13th, the Boots and Grace Music Festival is coming to the Saxonburg Volunteer Fire Company. We'll feature Karen Waldrop, Gary Burke III, the Noble Hops, and more. On the Shady Lady Concert Calendar on Wednesday, September 2nd, Utah the Noble Hops is live at the Six Pack House of Beer in Erie from 6 to 8. Thursday, September 3rd, it's a Thirsty Thursday acoustic night at the Liberty Corner Tavern in Freeport featuring Zach Rivito at 7:30. Also Thursday, September 3rd, Utah the Noble Hops is live at Twisted Elk Brewery in Lake City from 6 to 9. And on Saturday, September 5th, the House Concert Series at the Fieldhouse in Cabot will feature The Pulse from 7 to 10 o'clock. And be sure not to miss Thursday, September 24th, it's Dan Hubbard live at the 10th Street Station in Ford City. Let's get out and support that local music.
Cummings Candy and Coffee is now serving traditional bubble teas and summertime boba drinks at their Main Street location. Stop in and try the Tiger Milk Tea with homemade brown sugar syrup and chewy tapioca pearls, or choose the refreshing Butterfly Berry Blend made with strawberry lemonade, layered with Butterfly Pea Tea over strawberry and blueberry popping boba. And while you're there, fuel up with a delicious breakfast burrito, bagel, or fresh baked pastry. You won't be disappointed. Cummings Candy and Coffee House, Butler's oldest family-run business.
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
We hope you've enjoyed our show tonight, our local music show, Grassroots, every Sunday night at 7 o'clock, right here on The Rock Station, 97.7, presented and produced by Shady Lady Productions. We appreciate the visit from the Charge-Ups tonight. It was fun to see Chip, Molina, and Nolan in the studio and discussing what they've got going on. Four albums being dropped next week. That is truly amazing. It is a what we believe to be the first in the world happening where a full band has released individual solo albums and then a collective whole album as well. And it was really fun hearing their story here tonight. Our final segment of our show tonight brought to you by Two Man Happy Hour in Erie, where the Charge Ups are having one album drop next week, September 4th. And you can find out exactly who else is going to be playing when you're ever up in Erie via Two Man Happy Hour.
You'll see my name a few times on there this week because I'll be at Six Pack House of Beer on Wednesday. And at Twisted Elk Brewery on Thursday. And it was cool to see Lydia down at the band jam. She was down there with Dave from Erie Distillery. And she works at Twisted Elk also. So
I will say this. I sampled their apple pie a couple of different times. It was pretty good stuff. I recommend it wholeheartedly if you are a fan of apple. Well, you get apples in the fall, Utah. I mean, that's what the theme was.
Yeah, I should say also, but back to kind of rurally bankrupt earlier, I'll be doing a show with Todd up near the Franklin area, I believe. I think it's Reno, PA, and that'll be on Tuesday night. So go from there to Erie to Lake City.
Wow, how about that? All over the place. And thanks again to Todd, too, providing the sounds for the singer-songwriter in the round last Thursday.
Yes, did a great, fantastic job. And that was, the most people we've ever had at that, it seemed to me. I was blown away by that.
Yeah.
And, it was, loved that night. And it was a beautiful night.
Yeah. Thursday and Friday were incredible, man.
Oh, they were.
We needed to package it up one more day. Had half of it anyway. But, let's get into some music here as we venture forth. And we've got a new little act that has come together called Stiff Pour, as we talk about Apple Moonshine. Apple. Anyway, Steve Loeffler and Jim Gallagher have put together a new act. And this was ironically recorded by Jim Harpell at the Meat Locker Recording Studio. And the idea, apparently, according to Jim, came from Steve. And it was a passing comment. When I die, I want to come back as a hot chick because they get whatever they want. So there you go. This is they're beating the streets as an acoustic duo, but they believe they have put together a full-blown rock banger as part of this. And they recorded all of the parts of the song themselves, but they've had a little bit of help. Jimmy Gallagher on bass and some backing harmonies by some lovely, maybe hot chicks of their own. Catherine and Jeannie. So, they say no AI here. This is legit coming from the Meat Locker Recording Studio.
All right. And it was nice meeting Catherine at the band jam. She was there. She came up to the Shady Lady tent and we had a nice little talk. And I said, I know I got your emails. I'll get back to you. I just got to get through this weekend. Still have to get even through today when we're recording this, Bob. I have 9 places to be here in the next 2 hours. So, it's crazy. It just never ends.
Well, we got to get you moving then.
Yeah.
Well, Stiff Pour, and we'll follow that up with the Highland Brothers, Justin and Dave, and Ben Mainhart together. Great song that they put out called Missing Work, and throwing this out too because Ben was at the band jam, popped up on stage and played with the Ragin' Company, and he's just such an incredible musician. It's just fun to watch him. And boy, what a performance those guys put on. I mean, everybody banged it at the band jam. But the Ragged Company had I think they had the crowd in the palm of their hand that night. So maybe we should have been missing work today. It's The Rock Station, 97.7 in the Grassroots Show, presented by Shady Lady Productions.
come Monday. Everybody loves a Monday. Boss man said, hey, let's have a talk. Says here you missed last Friday. Round here, do things my way. Gonna give you one chance to explain yourself. Walk past my 70s kids and start singing songs about going fishing. Next thing you know, to my boat I'm hitching. Background, my wife is bitching. Got there, that lake was glass. Ended up drunk on my ass. Guess I should have just called in sick. Yeah, I miss work, but I wasn't much missing it. Miss work, but it wasn't much missing it. Boss man says, hey, I ain't mad. I'm kinda glad. Yeah, you see my wife, she hates fishing too. Next time you get that itch not to work, go out fishing. Just remember that I like fishing too. Walk past my 70s kids and started singing songs about going fishing. Next thing you know, to my boat I'm hitching. Background, my wife is bitching. Got there, that lake was glass. Ended up drunk on my ass. Guess I should have just called in sick. Yeah, I miss work, but I wasn't much missing it. Miss work, but I wasn't much missing it. That day of fishing beats a good work day. Maybe someday I'll do things my way. Walk past my 70s kids and start singing songs about going fishing. Next thing you know, to my boat I'm hitching. Background, my wife is bitching. Got there, that lake was glass. Ended up drunk off my ass. Guess I should have just called in sick. Yeah, I miss work, but there wasn't much missing here. Miss work, but there wasn't much missing here. Miss work, but there wasn't much missing here. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
are the voices of...
I can almost remember the funny faces.
Classic rock.
The Rock Station, 97.7.
Trouble, slower than I could bear. Time is my
harmless little cub. But we unleashed the lion, gnashed his teeth and bit the recess lady's breast. How could I forget? And he hit me with a surprise left. My jaw left hurting, dropped right open.
Different is cool.
I always knew I was different, and now I know why.
Your rock station, 97.7.
I'm in. I can't sing, I ain't pretty, and my legs are thin. Don't ask me what I think of you. I might not give the answer that you want me to. Well, there'll be a guiding hand. Don't ask me what I think of you. I might not give the answer that you want me to.
Station. Here's what you missed today on The Rock Show with Jay and Tyler, brought to you by McDonald's. I'm loving it.
Where the Atlanta second grade teacher created a designated corner in her classroom where students can pass gas without disrupting lessons. Candy Sydney Browning, who's 36, calls the spot the Gusty Winds area. I thought I heard her call it the fart corner. She stocks it with air freshener sprays. So that'd be like me all of a sudden just going, all right, hey, I gotta take a break.
I'm going over here. I'm just going to stand over here for a
Do you know what that's called?
What?
That's just called Antonio's desk.
Yeah.
that's our fart corner.
Yeah, all right, I'm back.
Hey, that's a good idea. Who wants to sponsor the fart corner?
There you go.
We will have one here in the studio.
No, we won't.
Nah.
This is too enclosed of a space
for
the door.
Yeah, it is enclosed.
That corner is just inches away. Arm's length away from me.
Yeah, and who gets the desk in the by the fart corner?
Exactly. It's still nearby, so maybe that's how she incentivizes good behaviors. That's the bad desk. Hey, you keep it up. You go to the bad desk.
Yeah, you're going to be sitting right next to the fart corner, pal. Keep it up.
And little Johnny going up in the corner, and he looks at the kid at the desk and goes, hey, pull my finger.
Pull my finger.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Rock on!
Cummings Candy and Coffee is now serving traditional bubble teas and summertime boba drinks at their Main Street location. Stop in and try the Tiger Milk Tea with homemade brown sugar syrup and chewy tapioca pearls, or choose the refreshing Butterfly Berry Blend made with strawberry lemonade, layered with Butterfly Pea Tea over strawberry and blueberry popping boba. And while you're there, fuel up with a delicious breakfast burrito, bagel, or fresh baked pastry. You won't be disappointed. Cummings Candy and Coffee House, Butler's oldest family-run business.
Joe Perrell Auto provides complete collision repair services to Butler County and the surrounding areas. Minor dents and scratches to major damage, their technicians have the expertise to get the job